Morning, morning. Shall we pray?
Loving God, thank you for those readings and thank you for this moment that we have here. I pray that you would take everything I've prepared and speak through me. May this be your message, not mine. Amen. Amen. Morning, everybody. Morning. If you don't know me, my name is Stephen. I'm lay pioneer for the Ely team, and as part of that, I, with a band of other misfits, we went off and we planted a church. It's called Christ Church. It meets on Sunday afternoons. And then in the other part of my life, because I like to be busy, I'm also an ordinand, and I've just started studying at Ridley Hall in Cambridge, which is lovely. And it's really nice for me to be here this morning talking about worry, because I am a worrier. I'm an overthinker. I process things too much. I ask all those questions that don't need to be asked. I really go into worry. I'm a big worrier. That's just it. And as I was reading this passage, and so I was reading blogs and articles and commentaries on this passage, so many of them told me that for worrying, I have no faith or little faith, or I need to just believe more. And I just want to say this morning, that is utter rubbish. It is. If you worry, that's absolutely fine. That is a human thing to do. And so I just want to remove that from you. If you've ever been told because you were worrying about something that was not godly and not a kind of a holy thing to do, or that you had no faith because you were worrying about something, if that's ever been spoken over you, I just remove that this morning. Thank you, Karen. I said this at 9 o'clock, and I got a laugh for some reason. I don't know why. You have to laugh now. I've set it up. And I just want to say that if someone continues to tell you that, send them to me, and I will deal with them, and we will sort it out. I don't know how I'll deal with them, but I will. So I just wanted to share with you some of the things I've been worrying about this week. So I've started a new school Ridley Hall, and I've been, even silly things like, what do I need in my pencil case? What do you need at Vicar School? A protractor? Probably not. I don't know, though. I've got to share a study with someone. I've been very worried about this person that's been lumped with me, because apparently I've heard that he's very quiet and really deep and thoughtful, and when he works, he likes utter silence. I, as the ladies in the office know, am a noisy, loud person, so you can all pray for him. He's also just had a baby, so I imagine he's going to be tired a lot of the time. But I've been really worried about starting this new chapter in my life and what that's going to mean and what do I need to have ready. And all those kind of things, like, what is holy bedding? Like, what will people judge my bedding that I'm going to have in my room and all sorts of things like that. I've been very worried about this. I've been worried about what I'm going to say this morning, what am I going to share, what am I going to put together so we've got a talk. And there are always pastoral things I'm worrying about, not just church things, but also people in my life, family and friends who've got things going on that wear my mind. And that's before we've even got to the state of the world. Like, what will Trump say next? I don't know. And dare I say the word Brexit? Like, what is happening? And I'm very worried about it. So I am a massive worrier. I just thought I'd share that with you. And if you are too, you're in good company, and it's okay. But I think it's all about what we do with our worry that is the important thing. And for this, I think Jesus kind of, in this passage, which, just to give a bit of context, we're in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew's account, and he's gathered kind of all his disciples and people, and he's teaching them all sorts of things about all sorts of topics, and we get to worry, and he's trying to share with them Jesus' thoughts on worry. And he kind of tries to redirect those worrying thoughts to God, to point people towards God in their time of worry. And I think that this is a really important thing to do, is to come to God when we are worried about things. And don't worry, there are biblical precedents. And it begins with a woman very much after my own heart who's worried there isn't enough wine. Yes, Jesus' own mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary. She's worried that there is enough wine at this party. Like, everyone is drunk by this point. There's so much wine, but she's worried that there isn't enough. And she goes to the only person she thinks can maybe do something about this, which is Jesus. And we don't finish it with Mary. There are all sorts of people. There is the Roman centurion who's worried about his servant. There's the disciples in the storm who are on the boat, and they're concerned that they're going to die, they're going to get capsized. There's Mary and Martha who send message to Jesus because they're worried about their brother. There's Jairus who's concerned for his daughter. There's the disciples at the feeding of the 5,000 who are like, we do not have enough food for all these people. Maybe some of them, but definitely not all of them. There's the woman who is secretly worried and who just creeps up to Jesus and touches his cloak. There's Nicodemus, who's got his head in a spin about second birth. how does that happen? There's the rich young man or the rich young ruler who's, again, he's worried about eternal life. How does he get it? What's he got to do to get involved in that? And finally, perhaps the most dramatic of all, and the wine is pretty dramatic, but there's the friends of the paralyzed man who are so worried for their friend, they tear a hole in the ceiling so they can get their friend to Jesus. Worry is a completely normal thing, but it's about what we do with it. And in all those situations, those people bring their worry to the person they believe might be able to do something about it, God, who is the same person that I believe can do something about it. What a coinkydink. And in Matthew 11, so it's a few chapters later, Jesus says these words, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." That's it. I mean, those aren't the last words Jesus says. He says a lot more. But that's it. So it's not just we're imposing these things on Jesus. Jesus invites us to bring them to him, which is quite a relief. But sometimes we're carrying things around. Things are bearing down on us. And actually bringing them to God feels too much. We don't even know how to get those words out. And for this, I would recommend going on that old mantra, which is a beautiful mantra, of a problem shared is a problem halved. Find people in your life who you can share those things to. I'm a verbal processor, so therefore, sometimes I just need to speak something out that's been rolling around my head for too much, and I already feel a lot better. And you need to find somebody who you can share those things with. It might be a few people, a few close friends or family members who will walk with you in your worries. I can say this because she's not here this morning. But for me, that's my friend Claire, who is such a holy being, because when I share worries with her, she often knows I'm worried about something and asks me what it is. But B, when I share those things with her, she often says, we should pray about that. Well, let's pray about that right now. And sometimes we need someone else to do the God bit for us, to actually offer things on our behalf or help us articulate what it is we are worried about to God. A problem shared is a problem halved. And that God that we bring them to, I would just like to clarify the kind of God I believe in. It's not some judgy kind of God who's going to be like, why are you worrying about that? That's nothing. On some kind of, sitting behind a court bench with a gavel. It's not that. That's not the kind of God that I believe I bring my worries and my problems to. It's the kind of God who is loving and intimate and caring and who made each and every one of us and each and everything in this gorgeous world and didn't just make it and then leave, cares about us and wants to know what is on our hearts and minds. God is that interested in us that God longs for us to come to God and share those things that are bugging us, are weighing us down, whether they be big things or small things, whether they're, you know, something for your friend who's going through a hard time or what you need to put in your pencil case. God cares about all those things and longs for you to bring them. My first assignment at Ridley involves me reading Revelation, just because who likes to start things easy? And I was reading Revelation this weekend, and I found this lovely bit just at the end of Revelation chapter 22. So these are some of the last words in the Bible. And it just says, "The Spirit and the Bride say, come." And that is not just for the end times. That's not just when everything finishes. That is for now. That is for all times. We are invited to come and bring those problems, those worries. Someone at the 9 o'clock service told me I should say concerns. I should bring my concerns to God. But we're invited to, because actually when we do that, often we feel better. Often a problem shares, problem halves. When we verbally say something or acknowledge that we are concerned about something, a load can be lifted. And we put those into the only hands that I really believe can deal with those kind of things. And things might not change instantly about the situation. They might. I believe that can happen. But we might just get a peace about it or an acknowledgement that we are not in that situation alone. And that is really important. So in your times of worry, which let's admit we all do, let's remember who we can bring those things to, God, who has big enough hands to deal with all our problems and more. And let's actually do it. And sometimes we might need to bring a friend into that who will be our conduit to God. And that's okay. We just make sure you are sharing your problems and things you're worried about with someone. Would it be all right if we finished with a prayer? Amy's going to play behind me. I'm just going to lead us in a little prayer moment. You might just want to put your hands out and imagine all the things that you are worried about at this moment in your hands. It might be people, it might be situations at work, something for your family. They can be itty-bitty things that no one else in this room would ever worry about, but it's on your mind. You might just like to imagine that you are holding them. And I'd like you to imagine a much larger pair of hands have come in front of you. These are God's hands. They carry the weight of the world. And if you're ready, I'd like you to just take the things from your hands in your mind and just deposit them, place them in those much larger hands that are in front of you. We are invited to come, to bring the things on our minds, the burdens, and place them in God's hands. Loving God, thank you that you are not a distant God, but a close, near, intimate God. And we lift the burdens, the worries, the concerns in this room, and we place them in your hands, trusting you, knowing that you can carry them. You might just like to shake your hands, just feel that freedom under the weight of that burden passed on. Loving God, would you remind us to bring those things to you? Help us stay close to you. Remind us to come when we need to. Place people in our lives who we can share those burdens with, who will help us come before you. May we know a peace about those things we have given you. In your name, amen.